All right, our Olympics coverage continues, and Seamus O'Regan from Canada AM, or Olympic Morning, I guess, is joining us on the line from Whistler to talk about the newsy aspects of the Olympics. Hello, Seamus.
Hi, Rory Jenner. And I actually did that myself this morning when a couple of times when we were on air, I slipped into "We'll be right back" on Canada. I mean, Olympic Morning,
right here on Much.
Canada AM isn't. I mean, I've been 8 years on Canada AM, so you forgive me for slipping back into an old habit. But for the extent of our Olympic coverage, yeah, Canada AM does not exist, and it's now Olympic Morning, and which is terrific, to be honest with you. It's been really exciting, and it's not just a rebrand. It's been just a new way of thinking for us too.
Now, I heard that next Tuesday you and Beverly are doing it from the hot tub on Much. Is that right? You know, never could we just think the Olympics is about sports. You know, we're going to hear from Ben Mulrooney coming up in just a bit to talk about entertainment, Jay Onwright from TSN to talk about the athletes. But, you know, the Vancouver Games, even before starting last week, had some pretty big hurdles to jump, didn't it?
It did. And this is not something that we expected. You know, we were prepared, for instance, for reports on doping. We got those, although details even then were sketchy. We weren't prepared for a fatality, and we weren't prepared for a fatality only hours before the opening ceremonies. But you know, it happened, and certainly I think the repercussions of it following the Olympics will be a story worth holding. I mean, I think that this is, you know, a lot of things come to play here. I mean, first of all, it is a dangerous sport. We recognize that. But, you know, fatalities don't often happen when you consider the amount of practice training runs that losers, skeleton, and bobsled, you know, the amount of practice that they do, and the amount of training that they do, obviously, fatalities are, you know, very, very, very rare. So what happened here? And, you know, those questions are going to be asked. You know, ironically, sometimes the worst time to ask those questions is during an Olympics, because it's just so busy and so intense, and, you know, you're never going to be able to be as thorough in getting those answers in time, because, you know, the Olympics obviously only taking place in a finite period. But I thought that's why I think that the long-term repercussions of that tragedy will be felt for some time within the sporting community.
And as you mentioned, I mean, these are lifelong memories people are going to have. The opening ceremonies in Vancouver overshadowed by, you know, the death of the Georgian athlete. So, yeah, we want to have good memories, but, you know, already, you know, just a day into it, or the day of the start, you know, it happens like that. Now, of course, also the weather playing a factor. Last weekend, the, you know, outdoor events in Whistler were canceled. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah, they were, and that's something that does happen. I mean, first of all, you know, everybody knew that there would be a variance in weather at Whistler. It's got a history of that. It was taken out of the World Cup circuit in the mid-1990s exactly for that reason, because, you know, the weather can alternate, and you know, when you're planning a World Cup event, you need a certain degree of surety, of certainty that, mm-hmm. you know, an event can take place within a given amount of time. And that's not always the case here. So, you know, obviously, you hope that these things move quickly, and certainly the weather in coastal communities like Cyprus, you know, less so Whistler, but still it's close enough to the ocean that, you know, it certainly has an effect on climate. You just hope that, you know, these are minimal during the course of the games. Wanted to go back to a point that you made about, you know, positive memories in the opening ceremony particularly. I want to take that chance to commend Vanock and their officials for, I think, really striking a very respectful balance. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for those of us watching at home, such as me, with friends, or for people who were there, I think it was a real celebration, and I think it was a tremendous opening ceremony. But I thought that they were very, very, it was very appropriately handled, very tactfully handled, considering how raw it still was, particularly for the Georgian team. I think they handled it very well without it necessarily overshadowing, you know, the opening ceremony itself. And certainly, I think if you had talked to any athlete there, you know, if something similar had happened to them or to one of their colleagues, they would have said they would have wanted it handled very similarly.
And very touching, the response that the Georgia team got when entering the arena.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the beat poet that you know, tried to characterize, and I think actually did a pretty good job of characterizing Canada, said sometimes we're simply a nation of please and thank you. And we are a courteous and warm and embracing people, and, you know, we showed that in that moment. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that when they entered that they would be warmly embraced by the 60,000 people who were there and the millions of Canadians who watched at home, and they were.
Remember to stop by the top of the charts website, jbonair.com. Are you watching the Olympics? Is the web poll question. More with Seamus O'Regan right after this.